Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
Welcome in, Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. It's a cloudy Tuesday out there. I believe we got rain coming. All sorts of things going on in the world. We'll talk about some of them. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And let's see. I don't know why I'm having a hard time hearing Mr. York, but it may just
Can't hear me? Testing one, two.
Yeah. I got you.
Yep. That was good here.
There we go. Regular special guest dude on Tuesday's favorite son, native son of Columbia, 1977 graduate of Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. How you doing?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And with us also today, Jerry Breidenbaugh, chair of the Maury County Republican Party and member of the Maury County Commission. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. Jerry, we were talking about this just before the show came on. Clayton and I have been having our inboxes worn out by supporters of Jim Grippo, who is a physician here in town who, you know, has been a part of the community and is well-known and well-liked. He wants to run against Joey Hensley in the primary for the Republican nomination for state Senate for this senatorial district. Now, and apparently he has either been removed from the ballot by the Republican Party or the Republican Party threatens to remove him from the ballot. Can you tell us what's going on here?
Well, it started, trying not to get into too much off in the weeds, but Mr. Grippo contacted me as the chairman of the county and just asked, what does it take to be qualified as a candidate? So I sent him copies of the bylaws and said, you know, this is what you have to meet. And we didn't converse back and forth a lot in that regard, just provided him the information that he wanted. He qualified or said he qualified, you know, that's fine. This is a multi-county race, if you will.
Well, I think there's six counties in the senatorial district.
So Maury County does not control whether or not he's on the ballot. That falls to the state executive committee because they control the statewide or the state offices, which this is. So
right. That's the state executive committee where Scott Golden is the
exactly.
chair.
That's correct. Yeah. So our decision, my job was primarily just to provide him information because he's a Maury County resident, which we did. It then came to light that allegedly Mr. Grippo voted in the Democrat primary, presidential primary, in the spring of 2020. And according to the state Republican Party bylaws, one of the disqualifiers, if you will, is having voted in a Democrat primary. You have to have voted in three out of the last four Republican primaries. That's one of the qualifiers. And there are others on top of that, but those are usually the two leading indicators. According to his voting record, that's what he did, was voted in the May or the March primary in 2020. Because of that, the state executive
voted in the Democratic primary.
In the Democratic primary, I'm sorry. So because of that, the state executive committee said, that's, you know, that's a disqualifier. You cannot run as a Republican. Mr. Grippo has contacted the Tennessee State Elections Commissioner, Mr. Goines, who investigated the matter. And I spoke with Chris or Mr. McKinley yesterday because he's been sort of tracking it as well. There's a lot of communications been going through his office, and I won't speak for him, but I will relay what he told me, which was that there had been two letters issued to Mr. Grippo, one of them from an attorney from the Elections Commission that basically says, we see nothing that indicates that you did vote in the Republican primary. Records indicate you did not. You voted in the Democrat primary, and therefore, the state executive committee has the right to do what they did.
But he's saying that it was marked wrong.
This all hinges on a document, and I've seen the document. I've seen a copy of it.
So, but Jim Grippo says that that's an error.
That's right, because Mr. Grippo has a copy of his registration page where, you know, we all sign it upside down in a mark, and right below Mr. Grippo's name, there's an entry where the clerk, whoever that was, well, I don't know who it was that did that, but they marked the wrong primary, crossed it out, and then marked, I'm making hand gestures, nobody can see that, they marked it out and then checked off the correct primary. And Mr. Grippo's argument is, you know, that's an indicator of mistakes that are made, and I didn't catch it. I should have, but I didn't. I signed it. They checked the wrong ballot on the written record, but gave me the right ballot on the electronic machine to vote on. So I voted in the Republican Party, assuming, you know, he voted in the Republican primary electronically, but the written record indicates that he voted in the Democrat primary.
So Mr. Grippo's position is that that's a clerical error.
It is a clerical error, and it should be corrected. And he voted Republican. So, and Jim, this is kind of where you probably come in, being on the Election Commission. The records that are provided to political parties and others that are, you know, our voting record. We call down to the Election Commission, we want the voting records of everybody in District 9 that voted Republican. And we can get that. I mean, that's not a problem. Where does that data come from? Does it come off of the written record of that book, or does it come off of the electronic record? Because as y'all know, when you voted back then, you signed, they gave you a little box, you carried that or the clerk, the poll watcher carried the box over, plugged it in the machine, it brought up the right primary, and you voted, and then you left. Well, now, being written, I thought about this on the way in, I could ask for that written ballot that I filled out, and that would be proof positive of how I voted, regardless of what the book said. But here it would appear that the records are based on that written book that we sign and not the electronic version of what we actually did standing at the polling machine.
Can they not match up
the paper versus the electronic to see
if they're off? I mean, Mr. York, can you answer that?
Well, you know, the records, any written records have probably been destroyed by now, you know, other than where he signed the card and what have you. But one correction too, Jerry, we have a county attorney. We don't have an election commission attorney. We use the county attorneys for information. But it's kind of difficult to go back on electronic because that's been cleared out. The only thing you got is a written book there to verify what took place. And that's where he got his information from, I think.
You know, those paper ballots that you came up, you know, you started using them this election cycle, Mr. York. Can a person go back and get a copy of their own paper ballot?
Nope.
Okay. In fact, I don't think they...
That's what's interesting to me. You can't get... So how do you ever audit something? I mean, you can send in a million ballots saying this, that, or another. How do you ever know that they're real?
Agreed.
And that's really the whole...
Like Clayton pointed out a while back, we still use electronic counting to count the ballots.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, we want to make sure the ballot's correct. And you can't go back and see if your ballot was counted or where your ballot is.
And that's where I find myself in a quandary, because as a chairman of the GOP, I must adhere to the bylaws. And if the record is absolutely correct, then Mr. Grippo is not qualified. He's disqualified from running. But if there's a written human clerical error that's preventing him from being on the ballot, then that's not right either. And I have a hard time. It's a very tenuous line I've got to walk here as far as balancing
party
human errors happen.
So if the state executive committee finds that it was an error, can they rectify the situation?
Up to a certain point. I don't know what the deadline date would be for that. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a date certain that the election commission would go, you got to make a decision, you know, now, or it stays the way that it is. Right. I don't know what that date is, but I do know that the SEC would have the power that if they determined that this was a clerical error, that there was enough doubt cast on it, then they would have the authority, as the last mess that we got into with the congressional race, the courts have already held that the party has the right, either party has the right to place on its ballot the candidates that it deems qualified to do that. So, yes, the state executive committee would have the authority to do that.
Yeah, but the Democratic Party doesn't have a litmus test, Jerry. We don't have a litmus test.
I was just going to say, it just seems so difficult, all these rules to be able to run a – it's almost like the state party doesn't trust the voters to get it right. We saw that in the congressional race 2 years ago. They're kicking people off the ballot left and right. I just think it's too restrictive. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Jerry?
Well, it is restrictive to a certain point.
Yeah.
But the party is also trying to make sure that its candidates are – true to Republican conservative principles, that there's been a lot of movement, and this gives rise way back to the when the Tea Party came into existence, really, that there were a lot of people allegedly that ran as Republicans that were not moderate to right, and I consider myself moderate to right wing. I'm not a far right conservative, but I am a right wing conservative in all of my views. But it's there's some moderation there for compromise and that kind of thing. But we had more Republicans leaning moderate to left instead of moderate to right, and there was a consensus among the party that they're not really holding up to Republican conservative principles. So we're going to put some, I say we, this was before I came back into politics, but that there was a, had to be a measuring device of some sort to determine whether or not they were going to stay true to the conservative principles that are recited in the state and national and sometimes local platforms.
Well, I know,
but Jerry, the whole issue is not about conservative or liberal principles. It's about protecting the Constitution and striving for the democracy that we, that this republic tries to deal with, and that's where we have a big problem between the two parties. One is has allegiance to the party over the Constitution. The other is trying to follow the Constitution.
Don't disagree with that a bit, Jim. The Republicans have tried to follow the Constitution during their entire existence.
Well, you don't do it extreme right.
I guess my thing, though, is under some of these rules, I don't know if Trump would have even been eligible to run for president if he had to follow those rules, considering he used to be a Democrat.
He used to be a Democrat.
In like 2007-ish, yeah. You know, so.
I kept RFK Jr. off the ballot and gave him no oxygen. RFK Jr. got no oxygen at all, even though he's polling 20% at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm with Clayton. I think I can, you know, I can listen to Dr. Grippo and decide whether or not he's Republican. I don't know him well, but I'm pretty doggone sure he's a Republican. You know,
in a situation like this, if it was human error, I mean, that's just tragic, you know, that he wouldn't have the opportunity to run against Senator Hensley.
I'm looking at it. I try to look at it both ways. And I thought about you, Delk, when all this was blown up over the last weekend and few days, is the burden of proof. You know, is it not criminal, so it's not beyond the shadow of a doubt. If it was, I would say doubt probably has been raised by the written record. But if it is the more likely than not scenario burden, you know, you could probably get around that. So
I'm not even sure the state executive committee, you know, I mean, obviously the man says that he voted Republican. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, why would anybody, I don't know. But I mean, you have to any other witness, to look them in the eye. See what their demeanor is, see the veracity, and
whatever the outcome, I hope that the truth does get cleared up or found out. And if this is truly a change needed for the way we keep voting records for individuals, we need to look at that. We need to be able to audit that.
It may be that
I'm quite sure there's going to be some kind of discussion in the next meeting about that and how we intend to do a qualified audit for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's take a break. Come back.
Today are a among the most dependable and luxurious vehicles in America, and Parks Motor Sales has them all. Find excellent deals on the Buick LaCrosse, Cascada, and Regal. Parks has SUVs, the Encore, Enclave, and Envision. Their exceptional staff can help you find your best fit with financing for your budget. For a vehicle that has everything, experience the new Buick. For a dealer that has everything, experience Parks Motor Sales. Visit 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Tuohy from the Dr. Gill Center. Most chronic back problems are caused by compression from the disc becoming thinner and bulging as we get older. All we have to do is treat the disc by gently decompressing the spine. You may not have to rely on dangerous drugs, risky injections, and often unnecessary surgeries. If you are experiencing neck, back, hip, or leg pain, it's likely we can help you. Initial exam and x-rays, $39. Call me painfree.com or 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
The Columbia Arts Council presents Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48, 107 West 7th Street in Columbia, Tennessee. Discover how the Arts Council can help you connect with resources and build our arts community. Join us. Complimentary refreshments, wine, and handshakes with the arts community. Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48. Visit www.columbiaartscouncil.com. That's www.columbiaartscouncil.com.
With a V. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Just walk away, Renee. That's a metaphor, y'all. Renee is our republic, our democracy. Lost. Dude number two, Clayton Harris.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Regular special guest, dude. Native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart.
Hey, good morning.
And Jerry Breidenfeld, regular guest on Tuesday, member of the Murray County Commission, chair of the Murray County Republican Party. He's been explaining to us this process that Jim Grippo, who wants to be a Republican candidate for state senate, is involved in. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Murray County.
Good morning. All right, folks. Here we go. This is Geraldo Rivera speaking. Like New York Attorney General Letitia James, New York County District Attorney Alvin Bragg is an elected Democrat who openly campaigned that he was going to get Donald Trump. This lawfare is undignified, indeed un-American. If I were for political activists to stoop to this level to make garbage precedent about the first criminal prosecution of a former president is shameful. Targeted prosecution should not be part of our criminal justice system. This isn't justice. This is politics. And last I checked, it, Raul Rivera was a pretty, he's a liberal kind of guy.
He's on the left side of the scale. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very smart man, but he's on the left side.
That's what, and then.
He's a lawyer, too.
Is he really? But yeah, there are about five wives involved in there, too, somewhere, aren't there?
Yeah. He's very aware of divorce law.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is, let's go on to polling from Rasmussen. Now, I know people say Rasmussen leans right, but, heck, even if these numbers are 15 or 20% off, they're still astounding, terrible numbers. 80% of the American people say that the FBI is politically weaponized. 79% say DOJ selectively prosecutes political opponents. That's the U.S. Department of Justice. 91% say Trump's indictment is being used as a weapon, like in a banana republic. That's pretty bad, folks. Just walk away.
These are nationwide numbers.
Yeah, I mean that's my understanding. It's Rasmussen reports, Ron, which I think, they are.
Yeah, send me that if you don't mind. I'm writing about that this week. If you send me that.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to do that.
Thanks.
Here's somebody just on a diatribe, They arrested Trump. They arrested Trump's lawyers. They arrested Trump's advisors. They arrested Trump's supporters. They arrested Trump's chief of staff. They arrested Trump's chief strategist. They arrested Trump's security advisor. If it was happening in a foreign country, America would have invaded by now. Folks, this is serious.
What are the odds for all those people getting arrested just for being Trump advisors or friends? Uh-huh. What are the odds for just one day at age 70, these people became hardened criminals?
Here's another commentator.
Very successful their whole life before they got to that point.
Mark Meadows, you go down the list, very successful people, never had a blemish on their record, most of them. All of a sudden, age 70, they're all arrested.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
When you do something illegal and you admit to it, Ron, that's a crime.
If you admit to it.
All those folks have admitted to doing something wrong.
No, they haven't.
And
that's a lie. That's another lie.
All of them were attorneys, too, by the way.
They all have not. You got a few people who cop in the Fulton County case where they keep their law license to go 1 month of suspended sentence. And y'all say, whoa, look at there. They admitted to doing something wrong. They just wanted to get out. They don't pay a lawyer $500,000.
The whole January 6th hearing was about people that worked in the Trump administration and came forward with information.
Yeah, by the way, that one woman recanted. She changed 47 times what she said. Let me look her name up real quick.
The attorneys that was on the White House staff. They came forward and told what happened. I'm just talking about the young lady that actually.
I don't know where you're getting your information. And I have
by
no
watching
idea, but
the January 6th hearings.
Jesse Hutchinson changed 47 answers when she testified versus what she said before. So she went on deposition, and then when she went before the January 6th committee, for whatever reason, they squeezed her or whatever, she changed her answer 47 times. I'll send you the article.
Well, that's somebody's opinion, and that maybe somebody's
not
observation.
It's not opinion when you say yes, and then the answer letter is no. That's not opinion.
Well, you know, it's really history is what we're talking about, because all that stuff has happened. And the testimony
was
January 6th. I read all the January 6th hearings.
2012, whatever the Stormy Daniels thing was.
What kind of world do you live in where you're so obsessed with that stuff that you would read all that? Here's another commentator. The left believes that by putting Trump on trial in New York and convicting him, they will finally disqualify and discredit Trump from the presidency. They're wrong. This trial doesn't discredit Trump. Instead, it discredits one of the only effective institutions America has left, the criminal justice system. Americans think that their Congress is corrupt, the military is a joke, their business elites will sell them out, their schools are insane, and their media is dishonest and morally bankrupt. But largely, they have continued to trust our police and our court system with its jury trials. But now Alvin Bragg is putting a president on trial for completely novel charges. Trump is accused in state court of covering up a federal crime that he has never even been charged with. This is unprecedented and transparently politically motivated. This case would never be brought against anyone except Trump. The left's hate is so profound, they will destroy everything in America for the sake of getting their target.
Yeah, when you can't win on the issues, when you really don't have a good debate, or you can't win in the marketplace of ideas, you got to go to personal attacks. That's just what it is.
Your leader does that so well. He attacks everything. I've never seen anybody attack the judge's daughter and do all that. Any other American would have been locked up by now.
Do you define attacking by pointing out the fact that judge donates to Democrats? She's a huge Democrat. His daughter made tens of millions of dollars off of Democrats. Is that not worth pointing out? Is that attacking?
Have you ever known a figure that was in court come up and make allegations like that against the judge and the judge's relatives and the court reporter? That's not relevant, and that's stupid. That's what it is. It's stupid to do something like that.
Well, it's not stupid to do that when your daughter is a huge benefactor of Nancy Pelosi's money and Schumer's money, and this guy donates to Biden as a huge political operative who's running this show trial, which is a joke.
I don't know why y'all whining about Trump getting unfair treatment when he's got more preferential treatment than any person I've ever known to be in a national trial.
I'll tell you this, Ms. York. I've seen
preferential treatment.
Well, it is a responsibility of an attorney to either bring it out in open court or in chambers if there is a concern of a conflict of interest with the judge's ability to be unbiased in determining the outcome of a case or adjudicating a fair trial. That is a responsibility of legal representation to make sure their client gets a fair trial.
But you file that in court, don't you, Jerry? You file it in court. You don't get out on the sidewalk and make announcements and make predictions and allegations.
But you generally, you can either file it or you can make an oral motion in court. But you can't, you do.
Alvin Bragg did. They all go to the microphone. Everyone goes to the microphone.
It's done in court, though. It's not done out on the street with a microphone.
But I also find it reprehensible that an attorney would make a public comment and run for office based on a, I'm going to get you regardless of what I have to do to find the crime.
These people ran for office, made campaign speeches on the basis of getting Donald Trump, not on a particular crime, on anything.
Well, if he wasn't guilty, they wouldn't have got him.
Well, Mr. York, that is unethical, immoral, illegal.
If your hand wasn't in the cookie jar, you wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Selective prosecution.
It's not true. Somebody ran for DA in Murray County on the platform of getting Mr. York or something, right? They ran in a platform to get me, and they'd come after you for some silly crime that's ridiculous, and you would not bring that up in court or out publicly. You tell me you wouldn't say anything.
I'd get attorney to get me off if that was the case, but I wouldn't be making announcements out on the street.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you have to be out of your mind to do something like that.
Well, Mr. York, I've seen judges in the state court system and in federal district court in Nashville who have recused themselves for much, much, much less than going on here. And I don't think that in southern Middle Tennessee we would elect anybody, a district attorney, whose campaign speech was, I'm going to get Jim York. We're just not there yet. We're not corrupt like that, like they are up in New York.
Well, Jim York is not out there committing crimes.
Mr. York,
I'm not robbing grocery stores. I'm not sticking up banks. I'm not defrauding people. I'm not involved in that kind of activity.
Mr. York, you've committed 5 crimes since breakfast. I'll find one and convict you of it tomorrow.
I woke up. You know, if you're going to call that a crime, that...
baseball without the express written consent of Major League Baseball. You ever done that? That can be trouble.
Done what?
Have you ever watched Major League Baseball and recorded it without the express written consent of Major League Baseball?
No, I don't even watch baseball. Baseball is not one of my favorite sports. I watch basketball and football, but it's on TV when I watch it. I don't record it.
All right, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what your machine did. Yeah, but the truth is, there's so many laws out there that didn't get anybody for anything.
Because you're lying about it right now. You just committed wire fraud, Mr. York.
Yeah, wire fraud. You lied.
Go ahead and indict me for that, Del.
You never watched baseball, so you're telling this court you never watched baseball. So we go back in your YouTube or whatever your cable service is and find out you watch baseball, we're going to perp walk you.
Well, good. I'll perp walk if I'm guilty.
Oh, yeah. You'd go
but y'all easy. Just whine and cry. I don't care if you whine and cry on this show for an hour. It's not going to change. What's going to happen is going to happen. So deal with it. Our opinion doesn't make any difference.
You guys need to do some self-reflection. You guys need to do some self-reflection as to what you guys have become. You have to go to law. You have to use these prosecutors who are Democrats in deep Democrat cities, 90% Democrats, 95% Democrat cities. Try this guy in Utah. Try him in Western Oklahoma. Try him somewhere and see how that works.
I think y'all need to be worrying about how women are going to vote for their reproductive rights come November. That's what you need to worry about. You need to worry about
changing the subject.
We should be talking about.
Need to worry about vouchers in school. That's what you need to worry about.
So Stormy Daniels is a witness. Evan Netty, who's in prison right now, is a witness. Michael Cohen, who went to prison, is a witness. So your 3 witnesses are a porn star, which God knows what her credibility is, who shook him down for money, apparently. Michael Cohen and Avenatti. Those are the 3 people that Alvin Bragg is his star witnesses.
I wonder, is the porn star going to give the salacious details about her and Donald Trump?
That's what you want. You want the media. That's what you want.
Well, you got it from Fonnie Willis. You know, y'all laughing at what happened to Fonnie Willis. What about Trump?
Oh, let's take a break.
Please.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Are you looking to turn your car into cold, hard cash today? Don't look any further than Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. You probably know us for selling cars, but did you know we're in the business of buying cars? That's right. We buy all makes and models at top dollar every day. Show up with your car and leave with cash. It's that easy. Stop by today to get a written offer on your vehicle. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia is family owned and proud to serve our community.
You can count on us.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hiller Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Coolumbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly. Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook. Or contact us at 931-490-8183.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with the View. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. We're having a lively Tuesday morning here. Imagine sitting around reading the January 6th committee transcripts. What's the old joke about reading the Dead Sea Scrolls or something? Good grief. I'm dude number three, Del Kennedy. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim Yard.
Good morning, Del. That's why you stay in the dark. You're not woke.
Well, that source has zero credibility and is not worth wasting a minute of a lifetime, which at the end of the day is pretty damn short.
It's so, what your tax dollars and my tax dollars paid for, and I've got a right to
that
look pitiful, at it.
That's another reason that, you know, just walk away, Renee. Dude, regular special guest, dude, favorite son, Dave, son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Babylon B, Mr. York reports that Trump, you know, was in Georgia. He went to a Chick-fil-A and finally was going to indict him for taking way too many sauces off the, he took one extra ketchup off the things. You're looking into that.
You
may get him on that one.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A.
Okay. That's logical. That's a secular. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
It's just a joke, but
Jerry Bridenbaugh is our guest on Tuesday fairly regularly. Jerry Bridenbaugh is a member of the Murray County Commission, chair of the Murray County Republican Party. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody. And public service announcement, Murray County School Board meets tonight at 5 o'clock. Work session followed by a budget retreat. And congratulations to Justin Hauke. And Justin, I hope I pronounced that right. I know my last name's been butchered more times than I care to count. But Justin was appointed last night by the county commission to fill Laura Nutt's seat for the District 5 representation on the school board. Congratulations, Justin.
Yeah, that District 5 is what area, Jerry?
Southern Spring Hill, northeastern part of the county.
Okay. All right. And, folks, we've had a conversation get going this morning about Jim Grippo's candidacy for the Republican nomination for state Senate, running against Joey Hensley. And we've talked about the difficulty he's had perhaps getting on the ballot. Jim Grippo joins us now. Good morning, Jim Grippo.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys. And first and foremost, I want to thank everyone for having these conversations. And honestly, what I've learned in the last month is eye-opening. And I want to thank Jerry for all the work. I can imagine it's not easy at all for what I've seen. So to go back, I listened kind of partially through your earlier conversations. And I think it goes down to voter choice. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. How many people today are making the choice for Jim Grippo to be on the ballot? You guys have any idea? Truly, how many people today?
You mean how many people are in charge of that process?
Correct. How many votes do I need today to give voters an option come August?
I assume from what Jerry was telling me, it's in the hands of Scott Golden and the State Executive Committee.
Well, it's a segment of the State Executive Committee. There's three: Scott Golden, Angie McClanahan, and Chris Morris, who Angie McClanahan and Chris Morris are our executive committee district members.
Well, and let's walk back though through
the
situation though. See, Tom Price mailed me a copy, sent me a copy of your letter during the break, where you addressed the state executive committee, saying that you had in fact you voted Republican in 2020, and you believe that there was a clerical error that recorded you as voting in the Democratic primary, and you assert that, you know, if you had noticed any Democrats on the ballot that you were filling out, you would have turned around to election officials and said, no.
Yeah, it goes without saying. So obviously you're looking at the paperwork and your eyes are as good as mine. There's an error on the paperwork right below mine. My record that you probably have too as well is a staunch Republican literally my entire life. There's not a other mark, quote unquote, on there. This is a complete error.
Yeah, I noticed that you grew up in a small town in rural Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And folks, that's about, you know, sort of a town similar to Mount Pleasant. Well, people, that, you know, there's Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and everything in between is Alabama and Pennsylvania.
Correct.
And so there are very few Democrats where you grew up.
and frankly, my wife is put out because she's a staunch Republican, and she never knew that I was actually not a Republican. And so we've been having some marital strife about that issue. A joke.
I know. All right. Well, now, so but, do you have an idea of what the presence, where are you in the process? Are these three people, I guess the committee of the executive committee, tasked with your deciding whether or not you be on the ballot? Where are they in the process at this point, to your knowledge?
It's a little nebulous. Once you get, so how it works is I obviously qualified to get on the ballot by the state of Tennessee, and then it goes to the party and the party bylaws. And obviously what we've talked about earlier about this clerical error is kind of the stumbling block in the bylaws for me. The mechanism to fix these is called a waiver, meaning that the state executive committee and our local representatives look, and that's why the waiver process is in place, right? Because they can look at this and say, oh, well, as Jerry talked about earlier on the show, you know, where's the weight of evidence? The weight of evidence is a longstanding staunch Republican record. The weight of evidence is an error on the gentleman's voting adjacent to mine, right? These, remember, I don't know how it happens when you guys go to vote, but when I go to vote, I usually have my children in tow, and we're seeing everybody we only see, you know, every voting election, and they're telling me how they've taught my wife in Sunday school when she was a kid and patting my kids on the head. And the book's upside down that I signed, right? And so that is how this stuff gets recorded for everyone to know. And essentially, there's no audit. This is not audited. As a matter of fact, the Tennessee passed a law in 2021 to start partially or quality auditing this data for the November elections, just for the gubernatorial and presidential, because there's always these questions. There's a factor of human error that it's reasonable, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm right. A physician.
So Jim, your position is, and you've stated in your letter and otherwise, that you voted Republican in 2020, and your belief is that there's a clerical error indicating that you voted in the Democratic primary. Where is there? So it's in the hands of a committee of three in the state executive committee, the Republican Party state executive committee, which is Scott Golden.
Angie McClanahan and Chris Morris.
Yeah. And so it's up to the three of them to decide, you know, on your petition.
Yeah. So it's a little nebulous, but my understanding is that if that group of three feels that this is a reasonable thing, that
your assertion of error.
Yeah. Assertion of error. And then they can move that to the full SEC political subcommittee, is my understanding. And Jerry, you can chime in if you know better.
That pretty much. And just so everybody knows who Chris and Angie are, the state executive committee is made up of two representatives from each senatorial district.
Okay.
So Angie and Chris represent the state executive representatives for Tennessee Senate District 28. Okay. And that's why they represent
us. That's what
us.
Mr. Grippo wants Correct. To run for. So this devolves to them and to the chair, Scott Golden. Do you have any timetable on when you might get a decision, Jill?
So the ballots are certified this Thursday at noon, is from my understanding, the 18th. And so I actually, and Jerry, you could maybe help me out on this. I'm not getting a lot of traction being able to get return phone calls or actually meet with them. Frankly, I think once people meet me, they are going to understand I'm a staunch conservative. I want to work with the GOP. I think I have a lot of things to offer. I would like the voters, frankly, to be able to make their mind up if I'm what they would like. We've been through the secretary. I've done a lot of stuff in the last month I can't imagine I would ever do by talking to the Secretary of State. You know, I'm a doc, right? And I'm sitting at work right now, you can see. And that's what I do basically most of the time. This would be a sacrifice for my family and myself. And I think for a variety of reasons, I would do a great job. And I think I got a little bit of oomph behind me. If you guys have gotten my text or my ballot that I've kind of, my petition that I kind of put out there to kind of say I got some support, and I've gotten a tremendous amount of movement on that. Jerry, if you can reach out, I'm happy to meet with any and all of them. Kind of plead my case in person if that's something they're interested in.
All right. Well, Jim, aside from the issue of getting on the ballot, give us your case. Why you're running against the incumbent, Joey Hensley, for the Republican nomination for this senatorial district in which Maury County is a part. Why did you decide you wanted to do that? What's your platform or your purpose?
Yeah. So I think it boils down to leadership. I started this process. I went up to the Hill for a hospital association meeting, and I met a whole bunch of legislators, and I left disillusioned, frankly. And that was not too long ago. Then I started this process, and I think it just boils down to leadership. Dr. Hensley has been in the legislature for a decade, even in the Senate, very little movement on local issues. Definitely vote with the GOP, but I think we need a stronger and new leadership in our local area. And frankly, I think I offer that. People okay. might be the first thing to say.
So you went up there and you went up to the legislature, met with some of them, you became disillusioned and said,
disillusioned and
somebody needs to do something. And so I'm going to run.
Somebody needs to do something. And I couldn't find anybody. So, I guess it was me. And, it's been a good ride. But I think it boils down to leadership. I have no right. uncertain terms. It's a difficult job. And let me tell you what's probably harder than, scurrying, legislators together, and that's scurrying doctors. I've been chief of staff at our hospital here, 200 physicians. That's an elected position. So I do have leadership in contentious areas, right? Because just like the legislator, as much as I would love it, physicians have also a lot of variety of nuances they have to negotiate. And not even get into the personal stuff. I think that's up to the voters if they want to forward that or not.
All right.
But it really boils down to leadership. And I know I'm killing your time on your show, but last thing I'd like to say is we actually reached out to the gentleman who next to mine who had the mistake, and don't know the gentleman, but we friended him, and he came down hard that he can't believe that this error would leave the voters in the dirt, because essentially there's no choice. There's no primary run. There's no choice.
All right, Jim Grippo, folks. Jim Grippo,
yes,
candidate for Republican candidate for state Senate, running against Joey Hensley. Jim, as the summer goes by,